It's WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. As vaccine eligibility expands, there is one crucial group left out of the equation: kids. Though children are much less likely to become seriously sick from COVID-19 than adults, they can still transmit the infection. On this week's Health Desk Help Desk, WHYY reporters Hannah Chin and Nina Feldman talk about the vaccine timeline for children and what experts say is safe in the meantime.
To kick things off, the vaccine is currently available for people ages 16 and over. Nina, can you remind us why that is? Why can't kids just get vaccinated along with everyone else?
The simple answer is because the vaccine wasn't tested on kids, so we can't know for sure it's safe for them yet. The reason they weren't included in the trials is because it's generally considered higher risk to test out a vaccine on kids in case there are any sort of serious side effects. But now that scientists know that the Moderna, Pfizer, and Johnson & Johnson vaccines all have really strong safety profiles, they are starting trials on kids.
Got it. Okay. How will those trials work?
Well, they'll be a little bit different than the way the vaccines were tested on adults. In those trials, the drug companies enrolled tens of thousands of people, and they waited till a bunch of people got sick with COVID-19, and then they looked to see how many of the people who got sick had the vaccine versus how many people had the placebo to measure how effective the vaccine was. So now we know that the vaccine is quite effective, and for kids, scientists don't have to repeat that part. They can just measure at what point the vaccine is producing enough antibodies as the older people had when their bodies were effectively fighting off the virus. And they'll also, of course, watch really closely for any side effects to make sure that the kids are safe.
That makes sense. Well, how long do the pharmaceutical companies think these trials will take?
For the teens, or the tweens, really, trials have been underway for a while now, and Pfizer and Moderna are hoping to have that data later this summer. Depending on the results of their study, the authorization could happen this fall. Trials for kids under 12 just got started, so we're probably not looking at authorization for them until sometime next year, again, assuming everything goes well.
That leaves kind of an awkward gap where lots of parents are vaccinated, but kids aren't. And we've heard from a lot of listeners wondering how they should act as a family in the meantime. Sarah Frack called in from Collegeville in Montgomery County.
I will be fully vaccinated as of the 30th of March, but I have a 5-year-old son, and I'm very confused about what we are able to do safely and what we are not at this point. I'm safe, my husband's safe, but it's just, he's a very active little 5-year-old boy. How can I get him out in the world safely?
We actually spoke to a medical expert who's in a really similar position. Lawrence Kleinman works at Rutgers Medical School in the Department of Pediatrics, and he and his wife have a 4-year-old daughter, so even after they're fully vaccinated, she won't be.
If we're trying to protect our daughter from getting the virus, we can't change fundamentally our lifestyle. You know, we might go into stores a little bit more readily, but double masked, short times, hand washing, sanitizer, all of those things, because we don't want to bring it home. So I think it can change your attitude and make you a little bit more relaxed, but it doesn't change the fundamentals for your child.
We had a call from another listener, Lauren, also from Montgomery County, who's worried that even if her kids don't get sick from COVID-19, they could still transmit the virus.
So me and my husband are vaccinated. A lot of my family is vaccinated. My dad is not. And will not get vaccinated. So my question is, can my kids see my parents? I mean, I want my kids to see my dad, but, you know, I need him to be safe.
This is a great question because we do know that kids can transmit COVID. I talked to Dr. Emily Sauter. She's a pediatric infectious disease specialist at St. Christopher's in Philadelphia. And she says it's possible to lower the risk of both infection and transmission by wearing masks, physical distancing, etc. But even if the risk is low, it's not going to be zero.
Part of why it's important for children to be in these vaccine studies and to eventually be able to vaccinate them is partially, you know, we want to get to herd immunity in this country, and they're a big part of the population.
Sauter says that as vaccination numbers go up and transmission rates go down, the risk will go down as well. But in the meantime, it's probably a good idea to keep gatherings and activities outdoors and masked whenever possible.
Well, luckily it will be warm, at least in our region, so that might be easier to do while families have to wait.
Yeah, for sure. In the meantime, we're here to answer any other questions about vaccine science or the rollout. To ask, just visit whyy.org/vaccine.
Thanks, Hannah.
Thanks, Nina.
Word from the Health Desk Help Desk. Very helpful. Thank you. 6:50, this is Morning Edition. And a note, the WHYY Zoe Reed contributed reporting to this week's Help Desk.